The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. The word obedience, that word, sad to say, is the reason why we are not in paradise. Because Adam and Eve disobeyed. They did not want to follow the will of God, which was very simple. Very simple. You can have everything here except that one. And yet what? They ate it. It's like telling a young kid, "Don't press the red button." Still, the kid will do it. Why is it that we have to obey? Because hopefully the reason why we obey, because we trust. We trust whatever this person is saying. In this case, with regards to God. God told Abraham, "All right, bring your son and do this." If Abraham did not trust God, trust doesn't mean understanding. Trust is trust. He said what he wanted for me to do. I trust that he is doing something good, and I will obey. And of course, Isaac, his son, trusted his father when he was already being bound to be offered. So obedience is something serious. Let's face it, for those who are in the military will what? Crumble if everybody disobeys. You do not disobey a direct order. Because if everybody can be selfish and can do whatever they want and say whatever they want and disobey, then there will be no order. With regards to the New Testament in the Gospel today, here was Jesus. He was transfigured. Moses and the prophet Elijah. Moses representing the Ten Commandments, meaning the revelation of God's will. Elijah the prophet revealing future events so that people who are in sin, people who are living in sin, will go back to God, meaning those who are disobeying God, are given the chance to repent and go back in to following the will of God. So two guys. Again, the word obedience. Ten Commandments, we're supposed to obey. Prophecies are meant so that we can go back to obedience to God. And Jesus, who is God, everything that he said, we must obey. Everything. Should we pick and choose? No. You are not supposed to pick and choose whatever Christ said. Everything he said, we must obey. Why? Because we trust him. Why? Because, look at that. He died for us. Out of love. Pure love. He didn't need anything from us. He just simply died for us so that we can go back to the Father. So obedience. Everybody here, because we are followers or disciples of Jesus, must obey his teachings, his words, his example, his life. The question is, or the sad part is, we are not obeying. When Christ said, love your enemies, do we do that? No. Some of us, just because he or she offended us, we will not forgive. We would even want to get back at that person. Oh, for example, when Christ said, you want to follow me? Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Again, deny yourself, meaning what? Don't be selfish. Don't be worldly. But what's happening now? Even though we are saying, thy will be done, but almost every day, if not every day, we only follow our will and not the will of God. So obedience to the Father is serious, but at the same time, we take it for granted. Imagine if Abraham said to God, hey, I don't want to follow your will. This is my son. Why would I give him to you? See, he could have, from our point of view, that would be a valid reason, right? I mean, God telling Abraham to offer his son? How many of us are even willing to offer our bodies? That's why during Lent, simple thing, abstinence, denying our bodies of comfort. You are supposed to abstain from meat. Meaning what? To deny our bodies from something tasty or good, or, you know, but as here in America, the problem with us in the States, we have so much, there are many other alternatives. We don't eat meat, but we eat crabs or lobster, you know? And it's, or even something better. But the point is, we're supposed to tell our bodies, you are not the boss of me. Because our bodies is more attached to physical things, and we're supposed to give in to more spiritual needs. But what's happening? Our prayer time. How can we be spiritual if we don't pray more? Do you think whatever you have been doing is enough? No. I told you many times when I was in the seminary, I professed to want to be a priest, or God called me to be a priest, and I thought that I loved God, but I didn't like praying. So I was never really falling more and more in love with God, because I was still very much selfish and didn't care about intensifying my desire to love God. But only through prayer, I hope you agree, that we can really intensify our love for God. We cannot fall in love with God by simply watching movies or reading books. You have to pray. It is your heart talking to the heart of Jesus. But if we spend more time in your computer with your friends, texting, going to sites, then how can you really be in love with God? Always remember, this is not my words. You should love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Can I do that for you? No. You have to be the one individually to desire to really be more in love with Jesus. And the more you love Jesus, the more you want to obey Him. I told our confirmation candidates, every time I see them, if you love your mom and dad truly and trust that they are doing good things for you, they take care of you, they clothe you, they feed you, they house you, how can we disobey them? It is because you really don't love them. You may say you love them, but you don't. You just want to follow your own will. That's why, spirit and simple. Oh, I love my mom, I love my dad. But I don't follow their will because I want to do my own thing. And what happens? Look what's happening out there. Too much violence, too much hatred because of selfishness. And here, even within our church, why do you think there are still some of us here always angry, always hateful, always judging people? Because the love of God isn't there yet. And because of selfishness, you're pushing away the love of God. But only again, going back through prayer, can you empty yourself from selfishness. But if you do not pray, then, I'm sorry, the selfish part of you will grow. And the more selfish you become, the more disobedient you become, the more you live a life contrary, opposite of what Christ showed us when He died on the cross. He was obedient until death, death on the cross. Christ said, "My food is to do the Father's will." How about you? I ask myself every day, why did I become a priest? Because I had to obey the will of God. Did I like it at first when He called me to be a priest? No. Because my selfish part would say, I want to do worldly things. But the more I decided to love God, the more I had to obey His will for me. And that is to be a priest. It's very challenging. It's scary at some times. You do not know what's happening, what will happen to you. But obedience, that's it. Obedience is not about knowing what is happening in the future, but simply entrusting yourself totally to Jesus. The question now is, look into yourselves and ask yourself, if God were to ask me to obey something right now, very difficult, very challenging, what am I willing to give up to truly glorify, love, and obey the Christ I professed? Is my faith strong enough? Am I obedient enough to the Father's will? Or am I still struggling to do His will because of my own selfishness and worldliness? Please, simply judge yourselves.